Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Burnt But Not Bitter. When we hold on to feelings like rejection, betrayal, and disappointment, they can make us feel bitter and focused on the people who have hurt us. If we aren't careful, we can get stuck in our pain, unable to move forward, and robbed of the freedom that comes through forgiveness. Today, Joyce wants to show us how, with God's help, we can choose a lifestyle of forgiveness and trust Him to work out our hurt for His good. Now here's Joyce with today's series, Burnt But Not Bitter.
You know, I was talking to a girl the other day, and boy, her life turned out so much different than what she thought it was going to. I remember her before she got married and looked like she was going to be a really good preacher, and she worked for us for a while in our prison ministry, and she got married, and she had a daughter, and her first daughter was had cerebral palsy and was autistic in addition to that. And so she's had, needless to say, a rough go. She had a little boy, and they told her he was autistic, and she stood against it and said, no, he's not. I'm not having it. And he ended up being okay. But instead of just being bitter and resentful because her life didn't turn out the way that she thought it was going to, she has made it a ministry now to, she's trying to work with as many churches as possible to get them to have a special program, a special room, and get volunteers who will take care of the special needs kids on Sunday morning so the parents can have that one time a week to sit in church together. Because see, when you, like, I don't know what that's like because I've never dealt with that. But she's taking, see, when you take something bad and you turn it around and try to do something good with it, then that alleviates a lot of your pain. That doesn't mean that it's still not difficult where days are at. But, you know, I'm using what happened to me to try to help other people. Because I've seen what God can do in your life if you'll do things His way. And that's why I'm still, people say to me, and you know, people who aren't believers, they don't understand this. But it's like somebody said to me recently, well, do you have plans to retire? And I said, well, you... I mean, this was an intelligent woman, you know. Like a well-known businesswoman, do you have plans to retire? And I said, well, I haven't quite figured out how you retire from a call on your life. It's like unless God says, woohoo, you're not called anymore. Or if I just physically can't get up and do it, and, you know, it becomes obvious. And she said, excuse me. She said, well, can't you just train somebody to take your place? And I said, well, kind of, no, not really. She said, well, surely there's other people that can do what you're doing. I said, well, yeah, there's other people that are called to preach, but I said, you can't, we're all gifted in different ways. I can't just say, hey, I'm going to retire in 5 years. Come on over here. I'm going to train you how to take my place. And when I retire, you just step in and things go on as normal. They don't get it. I don't know what I got off into that for. Now I'm lost. Oh, I know. Looks like one of those days, I'm sorry. Man. Like the world just sees things so differently, and they don't understand that you can have a tragedy and come out of it triumphantly. Actually better than you were when you went into it. That's the kind of God we serve. Come on. That's the kind of God we serve. He can take a tragedy and turn it into a blessing. See, there's a lot of stuff I don't know, but I tell you one thing I do know, and I believe this. I'm not just preaching. I believe that if we want God's will and we love Him, that He will take everything that happens to us and work it out for our good. I believe that. Some of the people that work for me and people that we hang out with, we have a little saying, this is going to end well. This is going to end well. Come on. Whatever you're going through right now, if you'll do things God's way, it's going to end well. Now, I'm not making any promises to the disobedient, but if you're willing to love God and do what He's telling you to do, come on. And we're talking this weekend about getting better and not bitter, being burnt but not bitter. And that means letting go of all this junk from the past and don't offer up an excuse. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know how hard it is. I do know how hard it is. God does not anoint us to do easy stuff. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in our life because we can do, listen to me, we can do whatever God tells us to do because He helps us do it. You can forgive. Somebody say, this is going to end well. Hallelujah. Okay, 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. I do have a message up here that I am trying to preach. One thing's for sure, I won't run out of material this afternoon. I'm still working on last night's message. These are cool scriptures right here. Listen, blessed, gratefully praised, and adored be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Get a hold of verse 4. Who comforts and encourages us in every trouble so that we will be able to comfort and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. So what's he saying here? He's like, okay, when you're in trouble, you've got the God of all comfort to call on, the God of mercy and comfort. And he's going to come and comfort you. And yes, he wants you to feel good, but there's a higher purpose. He wants to comfort you. You've been hurt. He wants to heal you. Now he wants you to go and help somebody else. And he wants you, because you've had that experience of seeing what God will do for you, now you are licensed and equipped with experience to go and tell somebody else, God can comfort you in this. He can get you through it. And they're going to believe you, not because you're convincing them, but because there is an anointing on your life because of what you've been through. When you go through things, you come out with an anointing. Come on, the lady who anointed Jesus' feet, she had to break the bottle. There has to be some crushing done for the anointing oil to come out. If you study how they got that anointing oil, it came from seeds that had to be crushed in order to get to the oil. And sometimes our flesh has to be crushed in order for God to get to the good stuff that's on the inside of us that's really going to help people. Amen? How many times have we all said to God, this is killing me? And one day I finally realized, you know what? It's actually true. It really is killing me so Christ can live through me. Did you hear me? Oh, I can't stand this. Yeah, you can. If you couldn't, you wouldn't be going through it. Okay, God comforts you, and what does he expect you to do? He expects you to turn around now and comfort somebody else. Come on, God doesn't heal us just so we can sit around and feel good. There's a purpose for you. If there was no purpose for you, you'd already be out of here and in your mansion in heaven. I don't care how young you are or how old you are. God has got a purpose for you. If you're here, God's got a purpose for you. And so instead of just staring at the preacher all the time and waiting for him to do something, you need to find out what God wants you to do and get busy doing it. And it probably won't be a platform ministry, and you better pray God that it's not. But let me tell you something. Every single one of you can help somebody. Every one of you can help somebody. Every one of you can put a smile on somebody's face. You can make somebody's life better. And when you do, you get so happy you don't hardly know what to do with yourself. God's purpose is beyond our comprehension when we go through things that are hard. And I know right now some of you are going through some very, very, very hard things, and it makes no sense to you, and you don't understand, and it doesn't seem fair. Trust God and do good. You know, I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not, but I began to notice in my life that I would be having a very serious problem, and I couldn't help myself. There was nothing, no way, no how that I could do to fix my problem. But while I couldn't fix my problem, God was using me to fix other people's problems. Now, that's a bit annoying. It's like, okay, why are you letting me help all them and I can't help myself? Well, it's very simple. God doesn't want us helping ourselves. He wants us helping one another. Amen? And so here's the way it works. When I reach out and help you, then God reaches out and helps me. But if I'm reaching in trying to help myself and I have no time for you, then all I end up doing is wasting my time and I never get helped. Are you understanding that? So if you have a problem right now, stop trying to fix yourself. I mean, do what God shows you to do, but be a blessing to somebody else. If we can ever get around to acting like real Christians, I mean, we just need to get down to it. One new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. How can we convince the world, everybody that's a Christian, get out there and love each other? Love your enemies. Love your believing brothers and sisters. Forgive people that treat you like dirt. Bless them. Help them when they need help. And just stand back and laugh and say, you don't have the slightest idea how powerful I am. Come on. Joseph was hurt. He received healing. And what did he do? He helped other people. Genesis 50, 18 through 21. Then his brothers went and fell down before him in confession, and they said, behold, we are your servants and your slaves. These are the brothers who had sold him. But Joseph said to them, get this, church, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? Vengeance is his, not mine. In other words, yes, I'm at a place now where I could get you back, but that's not my place. I have one thing to do, and that's bless you. God will take care of everything else.
Thanks for listening. Take the first steps toward replacing bitterness with forgiveness with today's offer, Burnt But Not Bitter teaching series, and do yourself a favor, forgive book. This 3-teaching CD set and hardcover book is available for a gift of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
The Bible, our instruction book for life. Spending time in God's Word will change our lives, but consistent and effective study can at times be challenging. That's one reason why Joyce is here to help. At joycemeyer.org/Bible study, you'll find ways to make your study time come to life with helpful resources, study suggestions, and encouragement from Joyce. Get the most you can out of your time studying God's Word with Everyday Study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.